Today's Modern Smoker. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we got a real treat in store because we're going to be joined by the legendary David E. Davis, Jr. We're going to be talking about a gamut of things, including a book he recently penned, and we'll also be talking about some of his work recently with Car and Driver and observations on some of the new car happenings out there. Of course, anytime throughout the broadcast, we invite your calls and participation via the telephone at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Also, you can email me up. It's bob@boblongradio.com. Also, still to come on today's broadcast in hour number two, we'll be joined by Gary Bennett, who's vice president of the Barrett Jackson Auction Company. We'll also be joined in hour number two by Tom Connor, who's won a number of awards for some books that he has written over the last few years about barn finds, the Hemi in the barn, the Vincent in the barn, the Cobra in the barn, and now the Corvette in the barn. In hour number three, we'll go under the hood with mechanical expert Mark Evans, and also we'll be joined by a very cool guy, a car collector who's also a musician. He's got a band called the Reed and Dickinson Band, and Steve Dickinson will be joining us. But right now, who better to kick off the program than one of my personal heroes? This gentleman has done so much for the field of automotive journalism in his career. He has started a magazine, that being Automobile, back in the middle 1980s. He is the former editor and publisher of Car and Driver magazine. He has also done time as editorial director for Motor Trend, I should say. And also, he has written many books, and he is, without question, the dean of all North American journalists in the automotive realm, David E. Davis, Jr. Welcome to the airways of Auto World. David E., how you doing?
I'm just fine. Nice to hear your voice.
Great. Well, let's talk a little bit about your beginnings. I always love to go back to that because from such humble beginnings, you really have carved out just a tremendous career, to say the least. I can't think of any guy that has done so many diverse things in the automotive realm, and we'll talk about your days on the assembly line and talk a little bit about your days writing advertising copy, but it all goes back to being born in a house with no electricity in Kentucky.
That's true. No electricity and no running water. It was a comfortable house, and we did not freeze to death or die of starvation. We managed quite well. My grandmother was a wonderful woman with she was not self-educated because she worked very hard to get an education, but it was a self-made education. And one of the things that I most fondly remember about her is that we'd work in the tobacco field, and then that evening we'd come down, wash up, and have dinner, and then sit out on the porch, and there was this beautiful sky that was, you know, ordinarily not, probably wouldn't see it the way we could see it from that hilltop. But we'd sit there and look at the sky, and my grandmother would take the constellations one at a time and explain them to me and tell me what the legend was and
wow,
how each one interacted with the others. And it was a very, very important time in my life. And the fact that you couldn't get a car up the hill, and I was too young to be messing with cars at that time anyway, and I... As a result, there wasn't a lot of distraction. You spent your time on that hillside milking, working the tobacco, running errands, doing that sort of thing, and learning. And they were my mother, my grandmother, my mother, my aunts. They were a wonderful bunch of women.
And, of course, I know that over the years you have had a long-time fondness for sport utility vehicles, owning many Suburbans and Escalades and other type vehicles along the way. And that really got its start in your childhood as well, when you were working, kind of building a road. And tell that story. That's a real cool
one. My Uncle Jim was an absolutely terrific man, Jim Simpson. He went off to war in the 8th Air Force in England and was shot down over the North Sea on his first mission in a B-17. He was a navigator. And the airplane was shot down. The Germans were standing on the beach around a bonfire, watching them out there trying to paddle their life rafts to England when they were about 100 yards from the Germans. And finally, they came to rest on the shore, and their pilot was a sort of 21-year-old captain who was very full of himself and drew himself up and let the German sergeant who captured them have it. Just said, you know, what in the world were you thinking? We're out there drowning in that water, and you could have come out at any time and gotten us. What were you thinking about? And the German said, gave him a smile and said, well, you weren't going anywhere, so we just waited for you to land on the shore. But my uncle came back from the prison camp after a couple of years at the end of the war with a burning desire to build a road up the hill to the house where he and I had been born. And I joined him that summer, and he got a Jeep on a special priority, I think partly because he was a prisoner of war, partly because he was an officer. He was able to get a Jeep for about $700, and it arrived in a crate packed in Cosmoline. And we cleaned off the Cosmoline and prepared the Jeep and then set out to build a road. It wasn't much of a road, but I had an absolutely wonderful time. As you can imagine, the entire United States Armed Forces were coming home from the war at that time.
Yeah.
And it was my job to race around the hillside in the Jeep and warn the pregnant women when my uncle was going to blast in this road-building project. And also, if you think about all these guys who came back from World War II at the same time, there were a bunch of pregnant women around that county.
That only makes sense. David, you're the only journalist I know that has kind of done everything in the automotive realm. You've sold cars as a salesman. You've built cars. You've written advertising for cars. But let's go back to the building of cars. When you actually worked in a production factory, when did that happen?
I graduated from high school in June of 1949. And went to work immediately at the Ford Highland Park plant, which was one of the original Henry Ford plants with the modern assembly line. And we were on the fifth floor, which was what they called the trim shop, where the upholstered stuff was done. And we were making armrests for 1949 Fords.
Yeah.
If you had been injured in the war and had lost your eyesight or lost something like a hand, you could probably do a minimum of twice as many armrests in an hour as the official production rate called for.
I got to hear more. Hold that thought. When we come back, more with the legendary David E. Davis, Jr. Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicle. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
There's lots of confusion out there, the difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrid, which is, runs on high voltage, usually over 350 volt battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 17, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,372.30. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,407.91, $703.95 for a half ounce, or $351.98 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,407.91, $703.95, or $351.98.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're having lots of fun with one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is the legendary David E. Davis, Jr., and he's telling us a little bit about his early days, and including working at a factory, an assembly line, back in 1949. And, David E., before the break there, you were telling us that putting those armrests together didn't require a whole lot of time, so to speak. Elaborate a little bit further.
Well, production on armrests at that particular Ford Motor Company plant was 21 an hour. And if you were, if you'd been shot in a war and lost some fingers, you could do half again that many. And we did every night. We'd go in and we'd get way ahead of the official production, and then we'd go up on the roof of the building and lie there at night listening to the Detroit Tigers on a portable radio and eating our Vienna sausage sandwiches.
Oh, what a great story.
And I got the feeling that, you know, any business where work consisted of lying on the roof, eating a sandwich and listening to the ball game, it had to be a pretty good business to be in. And so I very deliberately aimed myself at the automobile business.
Excellent. What was the next stop from there after the factory work? Was it selling cars?
No, there was another factory. I was laid off there and immediately went to a Ford Motor Company plant farther out away from the central city in Detroit. And was operating a press there, and that was more classical factory work. Anybody who has ever looked in on a factory would recognize what we were doing, standing there turning out pieces for the front suspension on the 1949 Ford. And, you know, if an absolute beginner had walked by and taken a look, they would have recognized what I was working with and what the work was like, which is terrible. It was incredibly noisy. There was one night when the plant actually shut down while I was working, and a siren went off letting us know that there was a shutdown. And I took my gloves off and put them down on the die on my machine and turned around. And when I turned around, a fire engine had driven in behind me and was almost touching my back.
Oh,
I
wow.
Only stepped back about half a step, and I made body contact with this fire engine that had driven in during the night, and I didn't even know it was there. But it was so incredibly noisy in the place that things like that happened all the time. Something as big and noisy as a fire engine could drive into the plant and you would never notice.
Absolutely amazing. And, of course, in addition to selling cars and writing advertising copy, you always loved racing and did your share of racing back in the 50s.
Yes. Yeah, that was my time to test my wings as a racer, and I was fast, but I was ragged. I was not really a very good racing driver. I drove in several races east of the Mississippi, and then in June of 1955, I was married and moved to California. And when I started my racing activity again, the first race that I could win national championship points in was at Sacramento, California. And I hauled my car up there and had a terrific crash in the early laps of the race and lost my eyelids on my left eye, my nose, the roof of my mouth, all but a half dozen of my teeth, and took them the next 18 months to rebuild my face and make me presentable again. And that was an extraordinarily difficult time for someone who was sort of vain and actually thought he was kind of a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
I had the experience of having people run out of their house and scoop their children up and run back into the house because they didn't want their unfortunate children to be on the same sidewalk with me.
Wow.
And I caused an accident where two cars crashed fender to fender at a four-way stop in Manhattan Beach, California. And I had come out of a store on a Sunday morning, and there was one car coming north to south and another car coming east to west. And they hit right in the four-way stop intersection. And I saw it happen. I watched their faces as they both turned and looked at me as they were going by and hurtled into each other and wrecked their cars.
Wow.
And it was very, very difficult for a young guy like me at that time to imagine that I was that bad, that I could actually cause people to take their attention off the road entirely and drive into each other.
Wow, that's hard to imagine, but I can only, stop and think about what that must have done to you emotionally at the time.
Well, I was on the beach one day. We had a Siamese cat that we had named Sterling Moss.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the beach with Sterling Moss, and he liked to retrieve rolled-up cigarette papers. And my wife always had cigarette cellophane around the house, and I would take him down on the beach in the wind and roll up a ball of cellophane from a cigarette pack and then shoot it down the beach, and he'd go racing after it and bring it back to me. And I looked up, and there was this odd-looking woman standing up at the top of the beach trying to get my attention. And as I got closer to her, it was obvious that she was a very strange-looking babe. and I got up sort of tentatively to the concrete block wall that marked the edge of the promenade there. And she walked over to me and said, "Is that your pussycat?" And I said, "Yes, it is." And she said, "Does he do tricks?" And I said, "Well, that's his repertoire right there. That's the only trick he does." And she said, "I have pussycats, and they do tricks." And she plunged her arm into this big handbag she was carrying and pulled out one of those accordion fold photo albums that you sort of let go of one end, and it stretches out to about 48 inches. And in the 30s and 40s, they used to do kids' books with pictures of animals that were done to look like human beings. They wore clothes. And they somehow got them posed in such a way that they'd stand still and be photographed working in the kitchen or mowing a lawn or being a fireman or something of the kind. and she had all these pictures, and I said, "Well, that's the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. How in the world do you get them to do that?" She said, "Well, they don't always like to do it, and when they don't want to, I wrap their arms and legs in coat hangers."
Oh, gee. Another amazing story from David E. More with David E. straight ahead, right here on Auto World.
Fact: wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I have many heroes in my world, broadcasting heroes and automotive journalistic heroes, but when it comes to automotive journalistic heroes, this man is at the top of my list. He is David E. Davis, Jr., and we're going to have David E. on again very soon so we can talk more about the past. But before we talk about your book, which is rolled out in recent months to rave reviews, and I want to talk to you about your recent writings with Car and Driver. You got to tell the story about how Automobile Magazine got its start, David E. I know early one morning your wife picked up the phone, and on the other end was somebody very famous.
Yeah, well, I had very foolishly quit my job at Car and Driver and with no prospects. And thank goodness, on a Friday morning, after 3 or 4 weeks of absolutely nothing happening in my life, my wife picked up the phone at about 7:30 in the morning and said, looked at me and said, "It's Rupert Murdoch." And I said, "Sure it is." And she said, "No, it's really Rupert Murdoch." And I took the phone from her. And this voice at the other end says, "You know, I always enjoyed Car and Driver magazine when you were doing it, and I was particularly interested in the quality of your bottom line." And I very much wanted to do a car magazine, and I've been encouraged to do that, but I didn't want to do it unless I could find someone who would know how to do it for me. And he said, "I think you might be that person," and I made arrangements to fly to New York and see him the following day, which was a Friday. And I flew into New York and was taken into his office, and we talked for 13 minutes. And he stood up and shook hands with me and said, "I want you to come back tomorrow and have dinner with my number two, a man named Marty Singerman, and talk about this." And I looked around and I thought, "Well, what does that mean exactly?" And I I couldn't. I was nobody. I didn't know who I could ask to find out whether I'd actually gotten a job offer. And I had worked in that building for several years, putting out Car and Driver in New York. It was at One Park Avenue.
Yeah.
And I found a phone on the fourth floor of the building when I left Rupert Murdoch's office after the meeting he had called for. And I called my wife and I said, I'm pretty sure that we have agreed to agree, but I don't know. And I said, I even had trouble finding a telephone that I could call you from. I said, I am really out of my depth in this thing. And it was like that until I came back the following day. And then everybody spoke accessible English, and they made it clear in no time at all that they were deadly serious. Mr. Murdoch handed a piece of paper across the desk to me, and it said at the top what we had agreed to do. And then under that it said, if you lose $1 million in the first 4 years, you will be fired. If you fail to earn $4 million in the first year, you will be fired.
Wow.
And I thought, well, you can't get much fairer than that.
Wow.
And those were the ground rules. That was everything he said to me about what the rules were for me to put out a magazine for him. And this wonderful guy that he sent me to talk to, Marty Singerman, became my go-to guy. Whenever I wanted to talk, I'd go talk to Marty. And as a matter of fact, I was recently diagnosed with a pretty serious bladder cancer. And the first person I heard from was Marty Singerman calling from New York. Somehow he had gotten the word and wanted to talk to me about it.
Wow.
And I came away from that experience with a very strong feeling, which I have to this minute, that was about as good a place as I would ever work. And that was probably as good a job as I would ever have. It was absolutely terrific. And it was such an interesting place to work. He had some very simple rules that really made it better for everybody all the time.
And yeah.
He said, I don't want to waste a lot of time talking to you in my office. If you have something important you want to tell me and you see me in the hall, stop me and tell me what it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit down at a big meeting table with a bunch of people. And he said, if you're going to send me an email, it has to fit on one piece of paper. I will not accept anything longer than that. If you can't say it on a single piece of paper, it's probably not worth saying anyway.
Very simple, very effective, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a joy to work for him.
And
we all, at one point in all that, we all went to Chicago for a big circulation thing. And he was the featured speaker, and he got up and talked about how he ran the business and what his hopes for the future were. And a young woman was the first one with her hand up to ask a question, and he pointed to her and said, "What is your question?" And she said, "Well, you haven't said very much about your overall business plan or how you see the future developing." She said, "Do you have a document? A business plan that spells all this out for you and your closest associates?" And he said, "Your question seems to suggest that you believe that we're quite businesslike at our place, and I have to confess we're not."
That's my kind of place, David. Absolutely. There should be more places like that in 2010. And now, of course, you're back with Car Driver with a wonderful column each month. Our good friend Eddie Altman, got you back into the mix there, and we're all enjoying reading it. And I love the one that's out there right now talking about the past year and the test vehicles that you've had dropped in your driveway.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, that's the business of test cars is. a separate and very important piece of working for a car magazine. And it's something that you can mistreat and get yourself into a lot of trouble and wind up suffering a lot of disappointment if you don't take proper care of the cars and honor them as you should in this weekly process of evaluation. And I've over the years, I've gotten pretty good now at running a schedule and having the car filled with fuel and clean and ready to go when they come to pick it up and things like that. And it's, in the piece, I say that it's the next best thing to being independently wealthy, and it's absolutely true. I thought I was, I had gone to heaven when I got a job selling cars and had a demonstrator to drive, and this is superior to that. The business of having an assortment of cars available on a 12-month-a-year basis is absolutely heaven for a guy like me.
Absolutely. And I know you and I have shared the microphone at so many great events, including the Woodward Dream Cruise and many Concours events and auto shows and everything else. And, boy, certainly there are some shortcomings about being in the automotive journalistic world. But, boy, there are a whole lot of treats. And just to be able to sit down with you and hear the stories is always one of my favorites. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about David E's latest book and lots more. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
We can't do any better than the guests we have in this hour of the broadcast. We'll have him back with us real soon. He's David E. Davis, Jr., and he's telling us all kinds of wonderful stories. And of course, you can check out David E.'s work in each and every month's edition of Car and Driver magazine. But also, for those looking for last-minute holiday and Christmas gift ideas, we still got six more days or five more days till Christmas. And David E., I know over the last couple of years you've been working on a book with a gentleman in my neck of the woods up in New Hampshire. And it's out, and we hadn't had a chance to talk about it. So tell us all about it.
Well, the book is called Bud's Book, and it's about Bud Lyon, who graduated from Texas A&M and was going to go into the oil business, and had a cousin who had gotten a sort of a grant in aid situation at MIT, and called him and said, you know, you could get paid for being a lab assistant while you were here working on your doctorate. And Bud checked it out. It worked. He went up and went to work on his doctorate and at the same time worked as a lab assistant. And he turned out to be a crackerjack scientist and inventor. He claims that he never invented anything, that it was the people around him who did all of the inventing. And there may be some truth to that, but he did create an atmosphere where an awful lot of very creative stuff got done.
Wow.
And if you, if you look under your desk or any of the desks in the office where you work, you will see a thing called the Uninterruptible Power Source, the UPS. And that's what Bud invented, and that was what took his company from $400,000 borrowed dollars to a sale of $6.1 billion to Schneider Electric in France a couple of years ago.
Wow.
It's a huge success story, and with that money, he did something really interesting. He bought a half dozen car dealerships, all imported car dealerships, in the Boston area, and has turned them into absolute show places. He's a perfectionist. He has very strong ideas about how things should be done, and he did it with these half dozen dealerships that he owns. They are his dream of how an automobile dealership ought to work, and they're just mind-bending. And also, he used the money to build a fabulous car collection. And I sat in his living room and asked him to tell me about the cars. Mm-hmm. And he started talking, and he took me through 80 cars without interrupting himself, without saying, or anything of that kind. He just came down through 80 cars, where he bought them, what he paid for them, who restored them, what the restoration cost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's an incredible man. And a total charmer, great fun, and unfortunately his health is not good. He's suffering from sort of a perfect kidney failure, heart failure, and lung failure.
Oh, boy.
And he's about my age, and we've been friends for a long time, and it happened that we hit it off quite well on this book project. And for all of his illness and all of his problems, he was working with me daily on the book, either by telephone or on the internet, and he did research, he ran down information for me, he wrote stuff, he worked constantly all through this more than a year book project, and we had a terrific time doing it, and now I've been left sort of book hungry. I enjoyed doing that so much, I want to find another one and get it done before I forget how.
Well, I doubt that you'll ever forget how, but that sounds like a real fabulous project. In his collection, what were some of your personal favorites that he had?
Well, he was a great Porsche enthusiast, and at one time or another, I think he had one of at least one of every kind of Porsche there was. He also owned a lot of very, very nice Ferraris. He was in and out of nice Bentleys, nice Rolls Royces, a lot of particular American cars that he had a soft spot for. But I'd say Ferraris and Porsches were the cars that took up the most space in the collection. Mercedes-Benz was certainly important. Porsche means a lot to him, and he's had a lot of pleasure from Porsches. But he's a remarkable man, and to have done what he did and to sell this company for $6.2 billion.
Absolutely remarkable.
It's a number that's very hard to put your mind around all those zeros.
It certainly is. Who's the publisher of the book? And it certainly make a great Christmas present, holiday present for folks. Where can folks get a copy?
The book is featured in the current issue of Automobile Quarterly. They are publishing it.
Oh, great!
And there is a feature story in the current issue about it. If you're an Automobile Quarterly reader or you have access to a copy in a library, the information is there. It's also possible just to go on the internet and find Automobile Quarterly and make the call. It's a sophisticated organization with a good-sized staff, and you can call at about any hour of the day and get access to a book. And I certainly hope you will, because it was a great labor of love for me, and I learned an awful lot, both about automobiles and books, and I suppose human beings, in putting it together.
Absolutely. If you had your druthers, so to speak, if you could write a book about any particular person, if that person is listening right now, who would you like to make your next project?
Oh, you know something? You'll scalp me when I tell you this. I want to be my next subject. I want to write a sort of a memoir.
Yep, makes sense.
And there's a bunch of stuff that didn't get into my first book, my adventures with various magazines, the incredible range of people I've known, from Indianapolis drivers to Grand Prix drivers to just interesting characters that hang around the fringes of the sport and have always amused me. And I really want to write about that, about them.
No, that certainly makes a whole lot of sense as far as I'm concerned. And what about Thus Spake David E.? Is that still in print right now?
Thus Spake David E. is still in print. There are a few hundred copies around, and anybody who wanted to get one and get a little amusement could lay hands on it by contacting me or by contacting Automobile Quarterly.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, what do you think here? We're not that far away from the Detroit Auto Show. We already had the LA Auto Show this year. I mean, a lot of car magazines are... Car and Driver named it to their 10 best list, and my former employer, Motor Trend, named it their Car of the Year. Automobile Magazine named it the Car of the Year, the Chevrolet Volt. I have mixed feelings about it, David, to be honest with you.
I spent quite a lot of time with the team that was working on the Volt a little more than a year ago. And I thought that some of their expectations for that car were unrealistic. I did not think that it was going to turn out to be the absolute miracle car that they said it was going to be. I live about 50 miles from Detroit, and I go to Detroit on a regular basis as part of my business. And a car, an electric car with range that won't get me all the way into Detroit without a recharge is not very useful to me. And I think about some of the other hybrids. I think about the whole the Leaf, and I'm pretty sure that any one of the Leaf products would get me into Detroit and probably get me home again.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And I'm just a little uncomfortable about the GM product. I'm afraid that it's been overhyped, and I'm afraid that some people will wind up disappointed.
The words of the legendary David E. Davis Jr. David E., we'll do it again real soon on this program, and we'll have you on my Haggerty Show, hopefully in a couple of weeks. I'll talk to you someday this week. Keep strong, keep healthy, and we're all thinking and praying for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.